When some cabins in Holapaw, that's a dot on the map north of Yeehaw Junction, were vacated, a man named Claude Beatty bought them for his new tourist camp in Vero Beach. That was in the 1920s, and he named his new place Camp Gordon. Laura Beatty, his daughter-in-law, has heard stories about the original cottages.
Well, he and my husband would go over and tear them apart and bring them home and reassemble them. He kept on building and building until he had about 60 cottages. It was well known from Jacksonville to Miami. The same people would come down every year, and they'd want the same cottage every year. And before they would go home every winter, we would always have a big ham supper. My husband always said they'd come and bring $20 and two shirts and go home and never change neither one of them.
How long would they stay?
From 1 to 4 or 5 months every year.
What did they do while they were here? Were they golfers, fishermen? What did they do, just hang out on the porch?
They were mostly fishermen.
How much do they have to pay for a room, for a night, or a week?
Oh, I don't think they'd get more than $10 or $25 for a week.
You moved here in 1946, and you married into the family, and lived in one of those cottages.
We lived in 3 or 4 different ones.
What was it like being right there on the property?
We never did go nowhere, taking all the time to run it. Later, we opened a restaurant, and I run the restaurant, and my husband run the motel.
Camp Gordon, later called the Gordon Motel, was along U.S. 1 on the north side of Vero Beach. The Citrus Motel, which is now on the site, is still in the family. The little neighborhood used to be known by the Beatty name.
Long years ago, it was called Beattyville. The Greyhound buses would come by, and they would stop and ask if anybody wanted to get on or off at Beattyville. It was well known as Beattyville.
Really? I guess it was actually almost on a map, at least on Greyhound's map.
Right.
Laura Beatty's sister, Gertrude Emlett, was also in the restaurant business. She and her late husband, Bud, operated a small restaurant in the Beattyville area and then opened a larger place called Emlett's on Miracle Mile in Vero Beach. Gertrude did all the baking and was the hostess.
We got down at 5:30 in the morning and I started baking.
How many pies would you make in a day?
Oh, my. Well, just for a normal day, probably 45, something like that. But on Thanksgiving, I guess that was the biggest day. I would bake 100, sometimes 125 pies. Pecan, pumpkin, chocolate, peach. We used to make peach, apricot. We made our own meringue.
Much was, let's say, dinner, fried chicken dinner?
Oh, we served fried chicken and two vegetables and coffee or tea and dessert for 85 cents back then. I think it went probably to $1.50 maybe for a whole dinner.
Did people tip?
Yeah, they tipped, but nothing like they do now. If we had a party of four and got $1, we were really lucky.
But you had the same regulars and the same customers for years and years.
Yes. We closed every year, a month or two in the summertime. People say, oh, you won't have any business when you come back. You close like this, nobody's going to come back to you. We was full the night we closed, and we was full the day we opened. It didn't make any difference at all.
The Emlett's first restaurant included a bedroom where they lived. Gertrude suffered from hay fever, so a doctor advised the couple to get air conditioning for their room.
I believe it was probably around 47 and maybe 49, somewhere along there. But Homer had to special order it for us.
It was the first air conditioning unit in town?
That's what Bud Holman said.
Bud Holman owned the Cadillac dealership. Did he also sell air conditioners?
No, he just did it for favor for us.
How did you like it? Did that help your hay fever?
Yeah, it helped a lot. It was a saving to me, life saver to me. And I still like air conditioning.
Laura Beatty and Gertrude Emlett still live in Vero Beach, where they cook big noontime dinners for their families every day.